הנושא הוא מרכזי, כי מדובר על...
This is a central issue.
על ייחודיותו, על...
Talking about the Creator, his uniqueness, how this force is one, unique, and unified, determines everything, how much we depend on it, confused about it, and we need to try to locate it. That's how we correct ourselves. So also, in what is there now besides him? The extent to which a person needs to scrutinize how in anything, in everything, in every action, word, thought, in anything, what he feels, he's feeling the Creator. How he feels it, it depends on how the Creator decides. Anything he feels against the Creator, against his singularity, against his role, is also the Creator. Except for the point that he has to find as his foundation, his existence out of absence. Outside of that point, everything else is the Creator. And as much as a person succeeds in doing that, to that extent, he raises himself. It's really he births himself, develops himself, and advances towards adhesion, which is the goal. Let's start. Maybe along the way we'll be able to touch.
All of its sides, called O and Sof.
Meaning, there was a creature, a created being, because we're talking about a created being that determines that that's how it was, meaning he is in that state. In spirituality, there's no time, past, present, future, only states. So, the one who is writing this, in this case it's Thierry, Etzchaim, he's saying that this state that was in the beginning of creation is when the simple upper light was filling all of reality. And all of reality is the will to receive, and the light, which is the will to bestow, fills the will to receive to the very top, meaning under its complete control. This is the starting state in creation. With respect to us, this is the final state. This is in the other end compared to us. But relative to the beginning of creation, this is the starting state. Question. Now, what does it mean that the upper light fills all of reality? How we, people, Kabbalists, attain that state? In what way, in what vessels? What does it mean that he is filling all of reality? How do we determine it about ourselves, and from that determine that this is how it was, how creation
started?
Meaning from the first excerpt, where the upper light fills all of reality, we can understand that the will to receive was developed and completely filled by the upper light, the will to bestow. This is what the Kabbalist writes about it attained. Light filling all of reality. And there was no empty space. meaning there was a sense of complete equivalence between the light and the vessel. There was no empty space and no vacant space. Everything was in equivalence, in identification, adhesion, and a revelation of the light by the desire. That state was arranged by the upper force, the creator. The second excerpt says that in one thought, the whole reality was emanated in the final state of the end of correction, meaning the end of correction is that state that was in the beginning. There are no changes in the states, rather everything is as a single state, because that's how the Creator determines and that's how it's done. But with respect to the created beings, in order to give them an opportunity to understand, to attain, to exist, we have certain actions inside the creatures that make them feel like they're going through states of concealment, lack of understanding, lack of attainment, and then they go through certain actions. And then from attaining only a part of creation, only partial adhesion with the Creator, they have room for exertion, for labor, where they can determine themselves and exist in that. Otherwise, they will have no way of actually existing. That's why the work, the exertion, the attainment that is taking place in them, all of that is in order to give the created beings the ability to feel that they exist, they evolve, and in their work, on their work rather, depends the result. And by that they can reach wholeness, adhesion, everything we study. Meaning, although in all at once, in one thought, the thought of creation, everything was done, started and ended, it's all one state. Nevertheless, later on, with respect to the created beings, in order to give them place to exist, to improve, to attain the Creator, and a restriction was performed, and then all the other actions that the Creator is arranging towards them in order to give them place to exist. Okay, is that clear? No questions.
כן. איך לי יותר מועיל להתייחס למצב הזה כשהוא קיים או שאנחנו
What's the right way to relate to this situation that it already exists or that we have to build it?
Practically? No. Practically, there's only one state. Everything exists, nothing changes, but only with respect to the person who attains it.
And therefore his work is what?
That's why his work is in correcting himself, since outside of him there's nothing else to correct. Everything is ready. All his work is to connect to the Creator and receive from him all the missing qualities that he needs in order to attain the complete truth.
Rav, shalom. Lifnei anachnu megalim.
Before we discover that the upper light fills the whole reality, what is there?
Before that, there's nothing. You discover nothing. You discover this state. As it says, before the emanations were emanated, the creatures were created. Meaning, emanated creatures, forms, beings, meaning all those forms of the will to receive that came to light to be. Before that, there was a state of the will to receive called reality, and it was filled with the upper light, or existence rather. It was filled with the upper light, and the upper light was filling all of existence. And because the upper light was simple, the upper light that filled it seemingly suppressed it. That was the starting state. We still don't feel the will to receive that is working from state one, Matzav Aleph. And then inside the will to receive, there begins an action, restrictions, discernment, until that will to receive is starting to become clearer and clearer. It appears more with restrictions on top of restrictions and degrees and so on and so forth. Why? Because the nature of the light in it that is working on the will to receive is to awaken the will to receive to action. The light reveals in the will to receive a feeling of contradiction compared to the upper light that fills it. And this sensation of the gap between the will to receive and the light is called a deficiency. And then the will to receive must perform certain actions in order to erase, to neutralize, to fill the deficiency, and then it starts to work. From that, we get expansion and evolution and the descent of the will to receive and the light in it from that uppermost point, the beginning of creation, and down to... Seeing the final point of this world.
Suppose now I'm not in revelation of the upper light. What fills my reality right now?
You are in the world of Ein Sof. Nothing had changed. Rather, your feeling, your attainment, your perception. Is extremely limited, low, lowly even, and it lets you see and feel and understand from that highest state of Ein Sof only a small part of it, which is the state that you are feeling. That's it. And then when you feel dissatisfaction in your state, lack of pleasure, lack of attainment, understanding, you begin to perform actions in order to compensate, complete this deficiency. And in those actions, you're trying to perform all those actions until you attain, as a result of your bitter experience, since you have no other choice, but to turn to the upper force that arranged everything, including even your feeling. I'm the first, I'm the last. Then you understand that ultimately what you can do is turn to Him. And in turning to Him, here you have to scrutinize, how do I turn to Him? What do I want from Him? What am I asking from Him? Until a person begins to ask for the right thing, where ultimately you wish to feel or to see all of creation as one belonging to you, and you are praying for it, and you want to unify it in order to make room, a complete and whole room for the upper light to be revealed, to fill it, and to
Дорогой Рав, вот то, что...
What he writes here about the light fulfilling the entire world and everything, does it mean that a Kabbalist that attains it, he is bestowing to the entire world in order to feel that the entire world is full of light?
In order to be in bestowal to the whole world, there's no need to be in itself. From the beginning, we're starting to learn it and to realize it, to implement it as much as possible, as best as we can. Our whole study begins from the fact that we are in a round world, one soul, the soul of Adam HaRishon, one created being, and only because of our own shattering, we see this single vessel divided, shattered, arranged in different desires and forces that exist between them. But in truth, everything is one. And according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I need to receive, to accept all of humanity, all of reality as one complete thing that belongs to me and to the upper force together. I belong to this big Kli that includes billions of details and all the worlds and everything that, all of that in total is me. But I can see it because of my shattering, don't say it is mine, my own. And the force that enlivens and fills is the Creator. And in this way I come to the complete adhesion in the Creator, because I bring all the vessels to adhesion, and the Creator accordingly shines. Okay.
In general, then, yes, but you're saying that a Kabbalist has to bestow to the entire world in order to attain this upper state.
Of course, if I had the ability to calm the whole world down, unite everyone as brothers, as friends, in one body, as one man, in one heart, wouldn't I have done this? What kind of recognition you have in creation if you don't want it to be this way? You want to do it against the Creator?
What the Ari writes about here is an even higher state than the Creator, the creation of the created beings, because there are no created beings yet. Who is he bestowing to in order to be able to feel this state that he comes before the state of the creation of the created beings?
The Kabbalist attains it from below up, when he begins to connect all the parts of creation by his own efforts, his own prayers. And then the world, it's, you know, each and every one has a world. And this Kabbalist attains that all those things can unite and be corrected according to his request, according to his demand to the Creator. And in this way, he will see reality. He is demanding, he is asking, he's praying, doing all these actions in order to unite all these parts in his mind and his desire, all these parts that he sees in the world. I don't see the world outside of me. I see the world in my desires, in my thoughts. And to the extent they are shattered, the world looks big and dispersed. And if I can unite them in one thought of creation, one goal, one tendency, the world begins to be more and more connected to the plan, the system, the formula. And in this way, I come closer and closer to a world that is becoming one vessel and one light that is working in it. And I understand that when I got to it, that this is the starting point of creation. There was one light in one vessel. And then in order to give this kli, this vessel the Creator created, the ability to attain Him, to understand Him, to sense Him, this attainment of the creature can only be from a thing and its opposites. So the Creator performs a restriction and a shattering and all the preparations for concealment and preparation for revelation. Gradually, in 125 degrees, then the creature that comes out of the light in 5 degrees, the tip of the yod, yod kei vav kei, accordingly, the creature attains it, and he returns back to the complete havaya. In that he attains creation, the Creator, adhesion, everything. But if he understands, from the outset that the structure is like that, because he learned about it from a Kabbalist, and he believes what they're saying, there are things he can't believe them on according to his mind, then he goes above reason, despite his mind, against his mind. And there are such things that he does understand and attains. We can understand and agree with what was in the world of himself, as the Ari tells us. So it turns out that even now we can begin to understand that the concern for the whole world actually belongs to each and every Kabbalist. In practice, first of all, we correct the vessels of bestowal called Yashar Kel Israel, and then we correct the vessels of reception called Ahab, the nations of the world. But in truth, the end of correction, as Baal Sulam writes, is can you ask?
Yeah, the question is, I feel the desires of this world, but don't feel the desires of other people, of the friends. Why? As if have to connect in order to feel the desires of the friends.
Because you don't want to. Why should you feel what your friends are thinking about? It's easier for you to feel them as still or as vegetative. So, look, my friends are developing. They were yesterday like that, today they're like this. You treat them like plants. Then you say no. They also do different actions. They move like this, like that. Then you treat them like animals. But to treat them like the speaking degree with a free choice. So where's you? What do you do? You still don't have such an attitude.
But this is our entire work.
Right?
So how is it possible to overcome the still vegetative inanimate in order to feel man?
In 125 degrees, you're unable to do it right now. You're incapable. Simply incapable of seeing in the friend the force of the Creator. You can't relate to Him, seemingly the Creator that's before you and working accordingly.
So how do you start working in the 10? Because all the work in the 10 is...
You heard what I said. Now try and do it. I have nothing more to add. Everything else belongs to your action. Now you're putting the pressure on me, so I will also do the action for you. I can't.
The work is to feel them as an Adam, their desires.
Okay.
meaning I am in a certain reality. I read what the Kabbalists write to me, that there is nothing else besides Him. The Creator fills everything, surrounds everything, all of the whole world, all of reality, all of existence, and I try in my imagination, in my efforts, with my friends, with the study, in anything possible, I try to behave as if this is so, that the Creator fills all of reality. Although I have no feeling of it and no no reason for it, but that's how I try to accept reality and treat it this way. Try it. We must do it. We must see that the Creator fills everything, surrounds everything. After a person does it, this is the meaning of believing. What is belief? I accept reality as if the Creator is truly in it and fills it and surrounds it, as if this is what I feel. After I make enough efforts in order to relate to reality in this way, I begin to discover that the Creator is truly present in this reality and is revealed in it. And then I see that He truly does rule everything, and in my effort, I discovered Him. How much? Until the whole land is full of His glory. So we have a period of efforts, as if the Creator fills everything and surrounds everything on the one hand, and on the other hand, to the extent that He is revealed, I have a different kind of work, which we will discuss later. When I have this other work, I yearn to that work that I had in my exertion and belief when I didn't feel the Creator, but I was in an effort to relate to reality as if He was present and filling it and determining everything and surrounding it. And when I discover that it truly is so, He surrounds everything, He fills everything, I have an opposite kind of work. I conceal this picture. Like it's written about Moses who concealed his face, and he was rewarded with the picture of the Creator. Meaning, then I have a different kind of work, where I conceal from myself that the Creator is filling all of reality, and I'm above it. That's it. I don't want to accept Him as the one who fills everything. I want to be in faith. That's half of it, let's say. I need to relate to reality right now as Kabbalists are saying, something that is filled with the presence of the Creator who creates everything, surrounds everything, and is you again.
Rav, what does behind every friend?
Rav, what does it mean that behind every friend there is the Creator?
I look at you. I need to see that there's a puppet in front of me. In it, the Creator. And He's playing with me through you. I don't ascribe any personality, any actions to you, or anything. Rather, this is what the Creator is presenting me as one of my own qualities.
In this game, how to understand that if it's the Creator, why is it that sometimes you see the friends saying opposite things if it's the Creator?
You're gonna get complicated.
How do I work with that?
That's something else. How to work. How you see is one thing. How you work with it is something else. To work, you need to work as if it's coming from the Creator only, period. Period. From the Creator, there's nothing to do. Or anything that happens to you or with you is from what else, none else besides him. What's new?
There's nothing new, but if there is none else besides him, why are there opposite things?
Ask him.
Contradicting matters.
These are basic things. What's to do here? We have to be in it all the time. What did I want to say?
Mark Coleman.
Mark Coleman.
Previously, we said that in relation to the friend, if I relate to him as the still vegetative animate or the speaking, that eventually I suppose that the friend has freedom of choice. And now when you answer Tehran that behind the friend there is the Creator, what do I relate to the friend? What does it mean that I relate something to the friend that he has freedom of choice?
Nothing. I ascribe nothing to the friends. Each and everyone represents a certain discernment that the Creator wants me to have. I have to connect with them, have to accept them, have to devour them and attach them to me. Then I'll have a partsuf of 10 sefirot.
So friends have no free choice?
This is your free choice.
There's this feeling that when friends come from all around the world, it helps seeing that there's none else besides him. I don't exactly know how to explain this, but it helps you really see that there's one force acting in reality.
Yeah. Because you see that more and more people come far, according to the place they come from, the mentality, the language, even they're distant, but they think like you, they are under the influence of the Upper One with you. By that, you are pointing to an Upper One who's one for everyone. Jerusalem.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
Hello.
Can I ask about the precept of choice? The previous excerpt about free choice.
I answered about the choice. The choice is in trying from the concealment to make the Creator king, crown him as king, as the one who determines everything and doing everything, and in the form of good who does good. And when I see concealment, it's concealment on the origin of the actions and the thoughts. He's concealed there. And the second concealment is that he's good. He's the good who does good. And what appears is that it's seemingly evil. So I have to overcome the concealment and accept it in faith above reason, as we say, that the Creator is nevertheless present and nevertheless good who does good. And from my decision, my determination, I want this action not to appear this way to my corrupted heart and mind, my egoistic heart and mind, rather see how they should appear to the corrected person. And in that, I raise myself to correction. So I demand of the Creator, let me relate to things in this way, let me see things this way, and so on and so forth. But I start from trying each time to overcome what I feel, what I understand. The upper force, it's not the upper force and it's not the good who does good, and I determine it is the upper force and it is the good who does good. Without seeing it, I want to accept it in this way. This is faith above reason. From these efforts, we come to discover him.
Understood? Yeah. Yes.
But why does a person have to go and settle that contradiction? Why not accept reality as it is?
Of course he accepts it, yes, to accept it. But this reality is nevertheless very strange. Very strange. Why do I not receive from everyone that beautiful attitude that I did when I was little? Well, let's say as much as my parents could provide me with something good, but they wanted to. Why don't I receive from the greater environment when I go out of my crib to my room, from my room to the backyard, from there to the street, from there to the city and to the world? Why, the more I distance from my womb, from where it is mine and it's me and it's close to me, why don't I see the same attitude that I was given from my mother? Why? Why did the Creator made it so deliberately, so that the more I distance from my house, from my source, from my origin, I feel worse, as if no one wants my benefit, no one owes me anything, no one wants anything from me, even the other way around. Other people want my harm. Why is it? Is this a corruption, or it's part of nature? Or it's nature that needs correction? Why do we see these two very extreme opposite attitudes in creation? This is what he wants to reconcile. This is what he wants to say. That these two parts of these two forms of nature that we feel is so that we will complete them. Just as we received love and warmth and tenderness when we were infants, we need to receive the same when we are adults, on the condition that we can give that to others. But we have to make the world just as it was in our mother's crib. That's how the world has to become. And even more and more, because the more I grow, I can no longer just settle for mommy's good attitude and her chasing me to eat something or drink something or wear something warm and so on, but I can certainly relate to the whole world this way, and the world can then relate to me this way as well. That's what he wants to get at with us. That we'll understand what the correction needs to be from the example we see in life.
It sounds philosophical, but why?
What philosophy?
No, what I'm trying to say is we're coming out of that assumption that coming out of our mother's home, that was a good thing, and every change from that state begins to be bad. And
well, you don't have any other example. Show me such an example that you're being loved and it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what you're doing. Give me a different example where there, because there you see love to begin with that works on you. The Creator gives that love in the parents to their descendants. And so the parents are then governed by this love of the Creator. And when we grow, we then have to learn how to continue that love from the same source, from the Creator, to work and circulate between us, across all of humanity, but consciously, against our inclination, with consciousness and understanding.
Why don't we accept the changes as they are? Why don't we agree with the contradiction?
Because we are a will to receive, we're a will to enjoy. And the natural relationship between us that are driven by the evil inclination created by the Creator to begin with, deliberately, this is the creation that is outside of Him, by that we can only feel troubles. What's unclear? Again, I'm starting to not understand you. Ask. These are things that we have to feel ourselves in the best possible way. To feel that we are immersed in love, in concern, and care, that a person doesn't think about himself at all, that he doesn't even feel that he exists, because our existence comes from having to take care of this and this and that, and I don't even need to think about it. That's the opposite of death, that everyone cares for me, but I care for everyone else. And in this way, we rise to the degree.
Is asking a general question, what to do to work more devotedly only for the union of friends? What to do to work more devotedly only for the union of friends?
That's what we need now before the convention. Now we're going out to a whole day till the lesson. And we have other lessons today for the broad public, both in Russian and in Hebrew, from 4 to 5 and from 5 to 6. And until then also, we need to try to engage in connection. To engage in connection. This is to learn articles, to read something, talk about something as much as possible. We have to actually try for the society to convince me that connection is the future of the world, it's my future, and this is how we're going to advance. To truly brainwash each himself through this. Rome.
Roma. Questa lezione ho capito quanto ricerco la forza dall'alto. Io ho sempre sostenuto che Arava sia un posto dove mi riempie sempre il cuore, mi fa vedere la grandezza degli amici, mi annullo completamente verso gli amici. È questa un po' la ricerca della natura che sto cercando di intraprendere attraverso questo studio.
In the Desert Congress, I understand we need to absorb all the force from the friends and connect. Does that mean that we receive a force from above, from nature?
If we connect between us and want the Creator to dwell in us, like Rabash writes to us in his articles about the society, then we are each of us in us with in each 10 and with the Creator together, and by that we attain our soul.